Bhagavad Lila, chapter 7th canto, chapter 7, Sri Krishna instructs Uddhava. This begins many chapters of teachings or shiksha, where Lord Krishna is describing various topics of guru tattva, etc. And this whole series is called Uddhava Gita. So in this chapter 7, Krishna will teach Uddhava and all of us about the 28 different gurus. There's a description of guru tattva. Krishna advised Uddhava to take the renounced order of life, sannyas, and then he described the story of the Avadhut and the 28 spiritual masters that the Avadhut had. Uddhava prayed that Krishna would take him back to the spiritual world. Krishna informed Uddhava, "Yes, Uddhava, I do want to return to my spiritual world because I have finished my functions here, and soon misfortunes of Kali are coming to the earth." Krishna advised Uddhava to fix his mind on him and establish himself and realize transcendental knowledge. He told him to remain pure and wander around the world. Then Uddhava replied that renouncing material things in a spirit of detachment is the source of the highest auspiciousness. But only devotees can actually accomplish true renunciation. Uddhava asked Krishna to give some shiksha instruction to benefit the foolish bodily identifying residents of Kali Yuga. Although Brahma is not fully surrendered to Krishna, Uddhava said he is, and he had taken shelter of the only true instructor of absolute truth, Lord Narayan. The Supreme Lord replied to Uddhava's statement by saying, "Actually, the jiva's soul is his own guru. Within this human body, the living beings can search out God by positive and negative means and ultimately achieve him. Human form is most dear." And then Krishna began to describe the story of the Brahmana Avadhut and the great king Yadu. The son of Yayati, Maharaj Yadu, met an Avadhut while traveling. The man was extremely ecstatic and otherworldly. King Yadu asked the Avadhut what he had learned, and the Avadhut started to instruct the king about the 24 different gurus: earth, wind, sky, water, fire, etc. From the earth, he learned to be sober. And from the manifestations of earth, mountain, and tree, he learned how to serve others from the earth. And from the tree, he learned how to dedicate his whole life for the benefit. From the wind, he learned to be satisfied with whatever he got to live. From the external wind, he learned how to remain uncontaminated by the body and objects of the senses. From the sky, the Avadhut learned that the soul is invisible and perceptible. From the water, he learned how to stay naturally pure and purifying and clear. Fire taught him how to devour all things without becoming dirty, and how to destroy the inauspicious desires of those making offerings to him. He also learned from fire how the spirit's soul enters every body and gives illumination, and how birth and death of those who are embodied cannot be discerned. The moon taught him how the material body undergoes growth and dwindling from Amavasya to Purnima, and then again Amavasya. The sun taught him how to avoid entanglement, even while contacting the sense objects. He also learned about two different modes of perception from the sun: seeing the real form of the soul and seeing the false material covering. From the pigeon, the bird, he learned how that too much affection and attachment for the family are not good. This human body is an opportunity to open the door of liberation. If one becomes attached to family life like a stupid pigeon, And he's compared to a person that climbs to the top of the mountain and falls down again. This ends chapter 7, summary. This chapter 7, Vishnu Chakravarti gives a wonderful purport to 7, text 47. Samaya srishtam idam sarasa lakshanam vibhu pravishta iyate tat tat sarupo gnir ivayadashi. And it says, although fire is present within smoldering wood, that fire in the wood will blaze forth brilliantly when we stir the wood around. In the same way, God is indirectly present everywhere, although we can't see him. But when we chant and hear Krishna's glories with love, praying sankirtan, and devotion to Krishna, by that chanting is stirred into manifestation, and devotion or Bhakti Devi directly appears before his devotees. The foolish conditioned souls ignore the spectacular presence of the Lord within everything, and instead absorb their mediocre consciousness in their own temporary material coverings, their body, and they falsely think, I am a strong man. I am a beautiful woman. I am the richest man in the city. I am a PhD. And so on. Vishwanath tells, one should cut off all such useless entanglement and accept the fact that one is a pure spirit soul, the eternal blissful servant of Lord Krishna. We'll continue one more purport. Text 6. This is Uddhava Gita, Sri Krishna instructing Uddhava. Tam tu sarvam prityajya sneham swajana bandhushu mayavesha manasam yak samadrig vicharasvagam. My dear Uddhava, you should completely give up all attachment to your personal friends and relatives, and fix your mind on me. Thus being conscious of me always, you should observe all things with equal vision and wander throughout the earth. This text 6 of chapter 7, Srila Vishnath Chakravartipad, gives a very detailed commentary describing the thinking of the Lord before he left this world, and why he left this world. Chakravartipad says, at the end of Krishna's manifest pastimes on earth, one day Sri Krishna thought as follows within his mind. This is Krishna's thinking. During my pastimes on earth, I have satisfied the desires of all those devotees who anxiously desire to see me. I have duly married many thousands of queens, headed by Rukmini, whom I personally kidnapped, and I have killed innumerable demons in various places by various means. I have attended meetings, reunions, and ceremonies with many friends and relatives and well-wishers in cities such as Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, Hastinapur, and Mithila. And thus I have kept constantly busy coming and going in the performance of pastimes. I further arrange to give my personal association to great devotees who are situated below the earthly planet, to please my mother Devaki and return her 6 deceased sons killed by Kans. I descended to Sutala Loka and blessed my devotee Bali Maharaj. Return the dead son of my guru, Sandipani Muni, I went to the court of Yamaraj, and Yamaraj thus had my darshan. I even bless the residents of heaven, such as Mother Aditi and Kashyap. With my personal association, when I travel to Indraloka to steal a Parijat flower for my wife Satyabhama, in order to please the residents of Vaikuntha on Mahavishnu's abode, I travel to Mahavaikuntha Loka to recover the deceased children of a frustrated Brahmin in Dwarka. Thus, innumerable devotees who ardently desire to see me have received the object of their prayers. Unfortunately, Nara Narayan Rishi and the great Paramahamsa sages who live with him in Bhartarik Ashram in Himalayas, although they are most enthusiastic to see me, they never had their desire fulfilled. I have been on earth for 125 years, and the scheduled time is now up. Being busily engaged in my pastimes, I did not have time to give my blessings to these great sages. Nevertheless, Uddhav is practically the same as I am. He is a great devotee and shares my own transcendental opulences. Thus, Uddhav is the right person for me to send to Bhartarik Ashram. I shall give Uddhav complete transcendental knowledge by which one becomes detached from the material world, and he in turn can deliver this knowledge, the science of transcending the kingdom of illusion, to the worthy sages at Bhartarik Ashram. In this way, he can teach all the sages the method of rendering loving devotional service to my lotus feet. Such loving devotional service rendered to me is the most valuable treasure, Mahanidhi. And by hearing such knowledge, the desires of the great sages such as Nara Narayan will be completely fulfilled. Those great souls who have surrendered unto me are always equipped with transcendental knowledge and detachment from the material world. Sometimes, being busy in their devotional service, they may appear to forget me. However, a pure devotee who has achieved the platform of love for me will always be protected by such sincere devotion. Even if such a devotee should suddenly give up his life while neglecting to fix his mind intensely on me, such a devotee's loving feelings are so powerful that they afford him all protection. Even if there is a temporary moment of forgetfulness, such devotion will bring the devotee to my lotus feet, which are beyond the vision of ordinary materialistic persons. Uddhav is my pure devotee. Knowledge of me and detachment from the material world have again been aroused in him, because he can never give up my association.